Trump says talks with Iran continue, announces Israel, Lebanon ceasefire. By Nick Gilbertson on June 1, 2026. President Donald Trump said Monday that talks with Iran continue after announcing a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The president made the announcements in a pair of Truth Social posts. Talks are continuing, at a rapid pace, with the Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you for your attention to this matter, he wrote. In a separate post moments earlier, he said that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed not to attack one another following calls with both sides. I had a very productive call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, and there will be no troops going to Beirut. And any troops that are on their way have already been turned back, he said. Likewise, through highly placed representatives, I had a very good call with Hezbollah. And they agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them, and they will not attack Israel, he added. The posts come after Iran, alleging ceasefire violations on behalf of the United States and Israel, said it would freeze talks with the United States, according to Tasnim, an Iranian news agency with ties to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. As CBS News reported, an Iranian news outlet linked to its Revolutionary Guard Corps said Monday that the regime was suspending indirect talks with the U.S. and opening other fronts in the war in response to what it considers U.S. and Israeli ceasefire violations, specifically threatening the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Trump spoke with NBC News's Garrett Hawk and CNBC's Ayman Javers after Iran announced it was halting talks and before his Truth Social posts that announced progress with Hezbollah and Israel and talks moving forward with Iran. Around noontime, Hawk reported that Trump told him he had not personally heard from Iran about a halt in talks. I think we've been talking too much if you want to know the truth. I think going silent would be very good, and that could be. For a long time, Trump reportedly said. It doesn't mean we're going to go and start dropping bombs all over there, he added. We'll just go silent. We'll keep the blockade. Blockade is a piece of steel, he added, going on to say, I think I can wait as long as they want. They're losing a fortune. In a comment to CNBC's Javers during a phone interview, Trump said he did not care if peace talks are over. I don't care if they're over, honestly, he reportedly said.